这是神的话语。
Well, good morning.
早安。
This morning, we've, in the English ministry, we've been going through the book of Acts.
在英语崇拜，我们最近的正道系列是《使徒行传》。
And so this morning, I thought I'd just include the whole church in the series that we've been going through.
所以今天早上我就请邀请所有的弟兄姐妹跟我们一起来进入《使徒行传》的经文。
And if any of you have ever read through the book of Acts or studied the book of Acts, as we've progressed through this story, we've heard how the gospel has started in Jerusalem and has just spread, continually spread outward.
如果你曾经读过《使徒行传》，就知道这本书是告诉我们福音怎么样从耶路撒冷广传到各地。
And as you move through Acts, and you'll see there's just so many obstacles for this good news, this gospel, and for this small church that has just begun. And it is amazing. It's a testimony to God to see how these obstacles of the gospel, obstacles of this church, has been totally overcome by God's power.
虽然这在这个传讲福音的过程中有许多的拦阻，那么这个教会也是一个新兴刚刚开始的教会，但是就在这本书里头，我们看见圣灵怎么样工作，让福音能够借着这个新兴的教会广传到各地。
It is a true testimony to his sovereign plan.
这正是神全权的一个见证。
And it gives me comfort that.What he promised, at least when he says in the beginning of Acts that the gospel will go out to the rest of the world, it gives me hope that his promise will be accomplished.
这也给我们一个保证，给我们一个盼望，知道当神应许他的福音要广传到各地的时候，这个应许一定会成就。
But as this gospel, as the good news spreads, Luke, the author of this book,will sometimes pause, and what he'll do when he pauses, he'll showcase or highlight how the gospel reaches people.
当路加这位使徒行传的作者在写这本书的时候，当他叙述整个过程的中间，他有时候会暂时停下来，然后仔细的描述一些人得救的一个见证。
He'll highlight how the gospel reaches people and how it changes, how it transforms lives.
他会仔细地描述说福音是怎么样达到人心，怎么样在这些人的身上达到改变。
And in fact, the passage that we read this morning, we are looking, Luke focuses on three different lives in the town of Philippi.
在我们今天读的这段经文里头，正有三个人，他们的生命得到改变，因为福音的缘故。
And though there were many people in this city,whom the gospel changed and the gospel transformed, Luke chooses these three to show how differently the gospel reaches people.
虽然我相信在腓立比那个时候呢，也有很多的人也得救了，但是路加特别选了这三个人的故事，仔细的描述，来告诉我们福音怎么样用不同的方式达到人心。
And yet how similar Christian conversion can be.
那么他也告诉我们说一个基督徒一个信主的过程是怎么样的不同又是怎么样的相似。
So let's take a look at it, basically three snapshots of how the gospel reached three people in different ways.
让我们来看看这三个快照。
We see there's three people. We see Lydia.
我们看到这里有三个人，吕底亚。
The slave girl.
使女。
And the jailer.
和禁足。
And Lydia is a case for the gospel, for the religious.
吕底亚的情形呢，是她是一个有宗教背景的人。
The slave girl is a case for the gospel, for the oppressed.
使女的这个情形呢，是福音怎么样达到一个被受压制的人。
And finally, the jailer is a case for the gospel, for the secular.
这个禁足呢，就好像我们一般社会大众。
Well, let's start out by taking a look at Lydia.
我们先来看看吕底亚的情形。
Who is Lydia?
谁是吕底亚呢？
Lydia is a wealthy businesswoman.
她是一个有钱的生意人。
We know that she's wealthy because she was a dealer in purple goods.
我们知道她很有钱，因为她是在贩卖紫色的布匹。
And at this time, purple dyes were very expensive.
在那个时候呢，紫色的染料是非常昂贵的。
And so she was probably retailing luxury clothing and fashion.
他可能是一个高级的服饰这个服装业的一个零售商。
And we also know that she was affluent because she owned her own home, as it says in verse 15.
我们知道她很富有，因为她自己拥有一个房子。
So if Lydia was living in this area, for example, she might be, you know, she might have a nice home in Bloomfield Hills or Grosse Pointe, and maybe she had a cottage in Boyne Mountain or Crystal Mountain or something like that.
如果拿我们今天的例子做一个对照的话呢，她可能是住在一个高级的社区，或者呢，她是拥有一栋在这个避暑的一个圣地的一个别墅。
She was also a moral and a spiritual person.
同时呢，她也是一个很有道德、很有灵性的人。
When it described her as a worshipper of God in verse 14, this is a term for a Gentile who reads the Hebrew Bible.
在经文十四节形容她是一个敬拜侍奉神的人，这通常是来形容一些敬拜侍奉神的外邦人。
This is a person who is basically trying to seek out and please the God of the Hebrew Bible.
他们在寻求神，他们也希望能够取悦于神。
And so when Paul and Silas, they go to this riverside, a place of prayer.
所以当保罗和希拉到了河边，这个祷告的地方。
It was kind of like going to the synagogue.
就好像是他来到了一个会堂。
This was Paul and Silas's pattern where they'd go first to where the Hebrews were, where there were some who were worshiping God.
通常保罗和希拉传道的过程是他们先到了犹太人的会堂。
And at least maybe in Philippi, they didn't have enough people for a synagogue, so there were some who were gathering by this river to read the Bible and to worship God.
在腓立比可能有不足够的信徒能够建立一个会堂，所以他们就在河边一起聚集。
And so the question is, how does the gospel reach Lydia?
那么福音是怎么传到吕底亚的呢？
And maybe as we go through these people, maybe you might be able to connect with either how the gospel reached you.
当我们看到这些人的故事的时候，我们可能也会想想我们自己是怎么来认识神的呢？
Or maybe as one of these people who, you know, the gospel hasn't reached you yet.
或者你也可能是像这其中的一些人，福音还没有临到你。
For Lydia, the gospel came through discussion and through explanation.
对吕迪亚而言，福音之所以能够临到他，是经过讨论，经过传讲。
The text says in verse 13 that Paul and Silas and Luke sat down and just began to speak with the women.
第十三节讲到，这几位使徒呢，就向这些妇女们传道。
And one of those who happened to be listening was Lydia.
其中的一个听众就是吕迪亚。
The Lord opened her heart and she responded.
神开了他的心，他也就回应了。
What happened is when she heard Paul explaining, when she heard Paul discussing the gospel, something God drew her in.
当吕迪亚听到保罗在分享福音，在解释和讨论的时候呢，这时候他的心就开了，有一些东西呢就进入他的心里。
There was something that clicked for Lydia, and for the first time she saw.The beauty of it all.
他的心弦就被福音所触动，那么他也就回应了。
This is how it may have happened.
这是可能发生的情形。
Since Paul knew that the women were praying to God and reading the Hebrew Bible, he probably would have started by figuring out where they were at.
因为保罗知道这些妇女们已经在研读圣经，所以他可能就是从他们在的这个基础上开始跟他们传讲福音。
What did they know?Right now.
他们知道了些什么呢?
And this is a great place actually for us when we share the gospel. It's good to find out what does the person know already.
我想当我们在传讲福音的时候，我们也需要知道我们的对象对福音已经有多少认识了。
Paul would have probably approached the women and just simply asked, you know, tell me what you're learning about God.
保罗可能就先问他们说，你们对神的认识有多少呢?
And the women may have replied something like this. Well, we've read that he has made a promise to Abraham.
这个妇女们可能就回答说，我们知道神向亚伯拉罕，他神对亚伯拉罕给了一个应许。
And we know that through Abraham that he's supposed to bless all the nations of the earth.
神应许说，经由亚伯拉罕，他要赐福给全地。
We also know that God came to Moses.
我们也知道神和摩西相遇。
And that through Moses he brought this great law of God, these Ten Commandments.
经由摩西，神颁布了律法十诫。
And this law, as wonderful it is, as it is, it's almost impossible for us to fulfill.
律法虽然美善，但是很难完全守遵守。
And in addition to the law of God, the law God gave Moses, gave through Moses, this strange sacrificial system.
除了律法以外，神也给了摩西这套祭祀的一个礼仪。
He gave them the tabernacle, and he gave them the sacrifices.
给了他们会幕，也给了他们祭祀。
And though this is kind of it's kind of mysterious to us and a little confusing, we understand that this is for the atonement of sin for people who can't live up to the law.
我想这个是很不容易了解的。经过这一套祭祀的这个系统呢，人可以为他们所犯的罪付上一些代赎。
And so after listening to the women, maybe explain what they've learned.I imagine Paul said to them something like, "Ladies, I want to share with you. I want to give you the key."
我想保罗听到他们的分享之后，就跟他们说，我想告诉你们一个真正的关键。
I want to be able to put it all together for you.
我要让整个的真理能够清楚在你们面前。
Because there is something that you are missing.
因为有一些部分你们可能错过了。
There is someone who this law and this sacrificial system has been pointing you to. And when you know this person, it will put it all together for you.
其实这些律法和祭祀都是在指向一个人。那么当你认识了这一个人，你就得到了全部的信仰。
And all of you know the answer, it's Jesus Christ.
我们都知道这个答案就是主耶稣基督。
Jesus is the fulfillment of Abraham's promise. He was the one through whom the nations would be blessed.
主耶稣就是神向亚伯拉罕所应许的一个成就，是经由主耶稣，全地全万国万族都要得福。
And Jesus is the fulfillment of the Mosaic law.
主耶稣也是整个律法的一个成全。
He is the only human being who ever lived a perfectly righteous life.
他是唯一能够守全律法，过一个正直公义的生活的人。
Who loved God perfectly with all his soul and all his heart and all his mind.
他全心全意全力的来爱神
and perfectly loved his neighbor as himself.
而且他完完全全的爱人如己
But he was like this. But ladies, you also need to get this, that he's also the Lamb of God.
而且他是神的羔羊
He was the ultimate sacrifice.
他是最终极的一个祭物
In other words, he came and fulfilled the law perfectly.
他来是要完成律法。
And so he earned the blessing that such a life deserves.
因为他完全无瑕疵的生活，所以他值得配得神的祝福。
But at the end of his life, he went to the cross and he took the curse that our life deserves.
但是在他生命的最终，他选择走上十字架，来承受我们应该得到的咒诅。
And so if I believe in him, my curse is transferred to him on the cross, and his blessing.His righteousness is transferred to me.
当我们相信他的时候，我们应该得到的咒诅就转移到主耶稣身上，而主耶稣当得的祝福却转移到我们身上。
And so we don't know how the other women responded when they heard this.
我们不知道其他的妇女们她们是怎么样反应的。
But when Lydia heard it, it was beauty to her.
我们不知道其他妇女怎么反应，但是我们知道吕迪亚听到这些信息的时候，福音对她来说是这样的美善。
Something happened in her, and it all clicked for her. All came together.
她的心开了，她就看到了整个真理。
And she got it.
她得到了福音。
You see, the gospel doesn't make people religious.
我们知道福音并不能够让一个虔诚的基督。宗教徒更虔诚。
Some people think this, that the gospel would make people religious, but it's actually quite different.
但事实上不一样的。
See, the religious actually need the gospel.
事实上这些宗教徒他们需要信仰。
Lydia was religious, but she needed the gospel.
吕迪亚本来就是一个宗教徒，但是她需要的却是好福音
you know,
这个好消息。
She read the Bible. She came and prayed.
她读圣经，她也来祷告。
But she needed the gospel, and here's why.
但是她需要的是好消息，请让我来解释。
And this is important because maybe some of you might have a similar approach to Lydia.
这个是很重要的，因为也许在座的有一些人可能也有这样的情形。
Religion is from the outside in.
宗教是由外而内的。
That is, it's the approach that if I really obey God's principles, if I live right, then God will bless me.
宗教徒相信，如果我遵守神的原则，如果我照着神的心意去做，如果我改变我的一些作为的话，我可以得到神的祝福。
But Christianity is actually the opposite. It is from the inside out.
基督教的信仰却是相反的，它是由内而外的。
God through Christ completely loves me.
神经由主耶稣基督完完全全的爱我们。
And he blesses me, and therefore I want to please him.
而且他祝福我们，所以我今天愿意来取悦于他。
It's a subtle difference, but it is in many ways this dynamic is just totally different.
这是一个很大的不同，这整个动力是完全不一样的。
In religion, I obey because God is useful.
在宗教里头，我们顺服神是因为我们觉得神是可以被利用的。
It's the subtle approach that if I obey God, God will somehow give me the things that I want.
我们借着顺服神，想要得到好处。
But in Christianity, I obey because God is beautiful.
但在基督教的信仰里头，我们顺服神是因为神是美善的。
You don't obey God to get things because in Christ you have everything.
我们并不是为了要来得到什么来取悦于神，因为我们在主耶稣里头已经拥有了一切。
C.S. Lewis puts it this way in his book. He wrote a book called Reflections on the Psalms.
C.S. Lewis 这是一个英国的作家，曾经在他写的一本书对诗篇的反思里头这样说道。
He said, when you hear an amazing piece of music or see a sight that's beautiful.
当你听了一个美丽的音乐，或者看到一个美丽的风景，
your natural response is to you want to bring a friend alongside you and you want to point them to this.
一个你自然的反应是，你要找个朋友来跟你一起来分享。
You want to say, you know, look at this, look at the color, look at the lines of this.
你会告诉你的朋友说，来看看这个美丽的风景。
And you praise it because it's beautiful.
你之所以这样做，是因为你觉得这个东西是这么美善的。
And the more you praise it, the more you appreciate, the more you love it.
然后你越是欣赏它，你就越珍惜它。
Well, Lydia started out her day with a God that was useful.
在吕迪亚信主的那一天早晨，她所认识的神是一个可以被利用的神。
And later that day, she had a God that was beautiful.
但是当她听到福音之后，她所认识的神是这一位美善的神。
I remember as a young Christian sitting at the kitchen table explaining or sharing the gospel to my mom.
我记得我刚信主的时候，有一天我在厨房里跟我的妈妈聊天。
And my mom, like Lydia, had a faith background.
我的母亲呢和吕迪亚一样，她有一些宗教的背景。
She had a religion.
她过去是一个宗教徒。
She grew up going to a Catholic church, and most of her life, she attended a Catholic. She grew up going to a Catholic school and attended a Catholic church.
她小的时候是上天主教的学校，那么她也在天主教的教堂聚会。
And then after being married some time, she and my dad decided to become Protestant, and so they went into the Methodist denomination.
结婚以后呢，他和你的父亲就决定他们要成为更正教的信徒，他们就参加了卫理公会。
And I remember at one point in our conversation, my mom said, she said, Brady, you said that everyone who sins can't be with God in heaven, right?
我记得那时候母亲就问我一个问题，说，Brady, 你说犯了罪的人是不可以进天堂的。
And I said, well, yeah, mom, that's what the Bible says.
我说是的，妈妈，这是圣经上说的。
And she said,Brady, you also said earlier, though, that you're sure that you're going to heaven.
我妈妈接下来就问我说，可是你又说了，你很确定你将来会上天堂。
And I said, that's right.
我说是啊。
And then my mom, with a bit of irritation in her voice, said, so Brady, if you're saying that no one who sins goes to heaven, but yet you are perfectly certain that you are going to heaven, are you saying that you've never sinned?
我妈妈就有一点不悦的来问我说，既然你说这个犯罪的人不能上天堂，你却又完全的相信你可以进入天堂，难道你是在说你没有犯过罪吗？
And what am I to say? My mom raised me. She, you know, she knows me.
我能说什么呢？我妈妈把我养大的，她知道我的。
I said, "Yeah, Mom, I have sinned."
那么我就回答我妈妈说，母亲，我的确是犯罪的。
But then this, my mom was, her ears were somehow peaked, because she's like, "Well, this doesn't make any sense then."
她突然，她我妈妈的耳朵就竖起来了，因为对她来讲，这好像不太合理。
And I said, "Mom, I said that's where the cross comes in."
我就跟她说。这就是十字架的功效。
And I began to explain to her what Jesus did on the cross.
我就跟她解释主耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
And similar to Lydia,
那么就像吕迪亚一样
God like opened up her heart.
神就打开了我母亲的心。
And I could see that somehow something turned within her, and she saw it. I saw her see it for the first time.
我知道她的心中有了改变，我知道她突然。了解了真理。
She understood the good news and why it was good news.
她了解了福音是什么，为什么它是福音，为什么它是好消息。
The cross for her was no longer a symbol, but it had meaning behind it.
十字架不再只是一个标志，它是有真实的意义。
You see, the gospel is for the religious.
福音是为那些宗教徒的。
It freed Lydia from a religion which, when sometimes is twisted,can be heavy and burdensome.
福音能将那些宗教徒释放出来，从那些捆绑压力中释放出来。
Or it's sometimes seen where God is just merely useful.
因为那些宗教徒以为神是可以被利用的。
And instead, Lydia began to obey God to enjoy him.
但是当他们一旦认识了福音，他们就开始自愿的、很甘心乐意的来顺服神。
To delight in him, to praise him.
来赞美神。
She may not have looked a lot different on the outside.
也许从外表的行为来看，她并没有很显著的改变。
Her outward behavior probably didn't change very much.
她外面的看起来可能没有很大的差异。
But on the inside, she was a totally different person.
但是在她的内心，她已经成为一个完全不一样的人。
And I'm telling you, this kind of change is the kind of change that will cause you to just grow and thrive in the Lord.
那我可以告诉你们，这样的一个改变是会持续的为你带来更新。
And so this is the case for many churchgoers.
我想对于很多上教堂的人来说，这是很重要的。
There are a lot of churchgoers out there, and you know, perhaps maybe you fall into this category.
我想有很多人他们固定上教堂，甚至于可能在座的有一些人属于这样一个种类。
You know, you have come to OCC for quite some time, or perhaps you have a religious background.
可能你常常来这里聚会，可能你曾经有过一些宗教的背景。
But for you, Christianity is only a religion.
但是对你而言，基督教信仰就好像一个宗教一样。
God is only it's a useful God for you.
神只是一个可以被利用的神。
If this is the case, I invite you to come into a personal relationship with Him.
如果这是你的情形，我今天要邀请你开始建立一个跟神个别一个单独的关系。
And that your life and your obedience would flow out from the work of the cross.
你的生命，你的改变会是自然流露出来的。
And it will flow out of the spirit that comes and lives inside of you.
因为有圣灵在你的心中，会带来这样的改变。
Okay, so first of all, we had Lydia, and we learned that the gospel is for the religious.
所以第一个例子呢，就是吕迪亚，这是一个宗教徒。
Second, we have the slave girl.
第二个例子呢，是一个使女。
And that the gospel is for the oppressed.
使女这个例子呢，是讲到福音也是为那些被压抑的人、被压制的人。
It's interesting. Luke probably chose to write about the slave girl because she is so opposite from Lydia in several ways.
这个使女的情形呢，跟吕迪亚情形呢是正好相反。
First, she is economically opposite.
在经济上来说，她是非常穷困的。
Lydia was financially independent and she owned her own business.
吕迪亚是非常富裕的，有自己的生意。
And the slave girl was not only poor, but she was a slave.
这使女不但是非常的穷困，而且呢，她是一个奴隶。
She was completely powerless, and she was being exploited.
她是完全无力的，她是被剥削的。
She was the slave girl was opposites also spiritually.
那么在 灵敏来说呢，它也是跟吕迪亚的例子呢是正好相反的。
Where Lydia was moral and spiritual, she went to the Sabbath and or she practiced the Sabbath and read the Bible.
吕迪亚呢，她读圣经、守主日，她是一个道德上和灵敏上都很高超的人。
You might say that Lydia was maybe quietly seeking.
那么吕迪亚呢，起码是一个默默在寻求神的人。
This slave girl was irreligious and was demon possessed.
这个使女呢，正好相反，她是没有在追寻神，事实上她是被鬼所附的。
But what's interesting about this slave girl is that of all the three people that we're looking at this morning, she in some way knew more about God than any of the rest of them.
但是很特别的就是，在这三个人中间，其实这个使女对神的认知反而是最多的。
And as was read,As she followed Paul and Silas, she kept saying, These men are the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.
她甚至于多次的在保罗和这个希拉的后面说，这些人是至高神的仆人，他们是要向你们传讲能够救人的信息。
And she kept following him, saying this day after day.
她不停的这样子追随着他们，而且说这些话。
So in a strange way, she knew that Jesus was the Savior, but yet she was the most troubled of them all.
所以他事实上是知道是主耶稣是救赎主，但是他的情况却是最糟糕的。
And so if Lydia was a wealthy business owner who lived in Bloomfield Hills, you might be helpful to think of this slave girl who was maybe living in a rough area of Detroit and a runaway prostitute.
如果你把李迪亚想成是在高级住宅区的一个有钱人的话，那么这个使女呢就可以比照成是在底特律市中心的一个妓女。
And so how does the gospel come into the slave girl's life?
那么福音是怎么样达到这个使女的呢？
It's good for us to notice how differently it comes to her life.
让我们来看看这个很不一样的一个途径。
Lydia was reached through reason and explanation.
吕迪亚是经由理性，经由讨论、谈论来认识神的。
This girl was reached through what might be called a power encounter.
那么这个使女呢，却是经由一个灵界的一个征战、一个交汇来认识神的。
There was a demonic force working in her, living in her.
在她心里头有一个鬼附的一个力量。
She had been pestering Paul and Silas day after day.
她不停地追着保罗和希拉。
And after a few days, again, Paul turns around and just says, and just casts this demon out of her.
几天之后呢，保罗就把那个鬼从她身上赶出去。
But what is interesting about this girl is that not only is she spiritually oppressed by this demon, but she's also socially oppressed by her owners.
这个使女不只是在灵性上被鬼所附，而且呢，在她的经济社会地位上来说，她也是一个被压抑的人。
And oftentimes, when you are freed by the gospel, when you are liberated by the gospel, it is in many different ways that you are liberated.
当然，我们每一个人被主所释放，经由福音来被释放的方式是不一样的。
Not only does Paul cast out this demon so that she's no longer in bondage,
在这个使女的那个情形下呢，不只是他保罗把鬼赶出去
，but also as a result, her owners can't make any money off of her.
而且因为这个事情呢，鬼被赶出去之后，这个使女不再能行法术
，she doesn't have the power to predict the future.
所以他不能够再预知未来，所以他的主人不能从他而获利。
And as a result, this girl's owners are furious, and then they go to ultimately it's the cause of Paul and Silas being beaten and jailed.
所以这个使女的主人就不再要用她了，那么也因此保罗和希拉就被监禁、被责打。
But this girl, in order for her to be truly freed, truly liberated by the gospel.
不过要让这个使女真正完全的得到释放
She needed to be freed not only in an individual way
她不只是她个人需要被释放
But also in a social way
而且是从一个社会的一个方式上
This slave girl's story of being liberated from sin and demonic power and social oppression In many ways it's not so different from Sometimes some of us will go to this place called Grace Centers of Hope.
我们青少年常常去 Grace Center of Hope 去服侍做义工。
This Grace Centers of Hope, I've talked about it before, but it's in the city of Pontiac.
这是在Pontiac 的那个市中心。
And when I think of this girl, I think of many of the people who live in at Grayson as a Pope.
在那里住的一些妇女呢，就跟这个使女有一些类似的情形。
From time to time, as we volunteer at this place, we get the privilege of just interacting with some of the residents there.
当我们在那边做义工的时候呢，我们就可以跟那边的一些人谈论他们是怎么样信主的，跟他们有一些交往。
And every once in a while, we'll hear bits and pieces of some of the stories of the brothers and sisters there.
我们也在那里听到他们的见证。
And then once a month, I just get an e-letter from this ministry, just updating like what's going on, and maybe it highlights the story of a person living there.
每个月呢，我也会接到一个电子邮件，就里头呢会告诉我一些在那里发生的情形，还有一些那里的弟兄姐妹们的见证。
And like Luke, it'll kind of highlight the story of like how the gospel has gotten to someone and transformed their lives.
常常就有一些见证呢，是讲到福音怎么样达到那里的一些居民，那么怎么样改变他们的生活。
One of these stories is a woman, and her name is Katrina McDonald.
有一个例子就是在那边有一位妇女呢，叫做 Katrina.
And Katrina lived and grew up in poverty in an abusive home.
在一个非常穷困的环境下长大，他的家里是会给虐待的。
She had been raped and she had been gang raped.
他曾经被帮派分子来轮暴。
She had gotten into a life of drugs and she had become a prostitute.
他有一些药物的问题，那么他也曾经做过妓女。
She had survived. Her life was marked by she had actually burned herself.
他有时候会自己用火来烧伤自己。
And she was homeless, and she'd survived torture, and she'd survived even attempted murder.
她无家可归，她曾经试着要自杀。
And her life, I mean, it sounds so dramatic. When I read just parts of her story, it sounds so dramatic. It doesn't even sound like a real life.
她的生命的故事呢，是这么样的戏剧化，我都觉得好像不可能是真实会发生的。
But the gospel somehow reached Katrina.
但是福音就临到了 Katrina。
And like the slave girl, it radically changed Katrina's life.
就像我们读到这个使女的例子， Katrina 完全的改变了。
I don't know Katrina's whole story. She's actually sharing her story in the beginning of May at a fundraising event.
我不知道她全部的故事，但是我知道她五月份将要跟许多人做见证。
But I do know that her story does say that she's married, she has a home.And most importantly, she has Christ.
那么我知道的呢，是她现在已经结婚了，有一个正常的家庭。那么她因为有了福音，所以有了这些改变。
But you see that sin was not only pervasive in Katrina's individual life.
在这个妇女的身上呢，我看到的是罪恶不只是充斥在她个人身上。
But it was pervasive in her family. In her friends, in her community around her.
而且充斥在她的家庭、她的朋友的社交圈里和这整个社会。
Pretty much all the social structures around her had been some way tainted by sin.
这整个社会的结构都在这个罪恶的控制之下。
Not unlike the slave girl that we read about.
就像我们今天读的这个使女的故事一样。
And see, this is why we as God's people, as the church,We need to address not only individuals, but we need to address social structures.
这也是今天为什么我们基督徒不仅是要向个人传福音，而且我们要对这整个社会发出这个声音。
The gospel, the kingdom of God, needs to be brought into communities.
福音的好消息是要传到整个社会，到社会的这整个阶层、整个结构。
You know, and sometimes we don't really think like this. It's not kind of how we think. At least I tend to think of just sharing the gospel with a person.
我们通常想到传福音是想到对一个个人传福音。
Instead of sharing a gospel with a family or with a community.
但是我们是需要向一个家庭或者是整个社区来传福音。
And people will sometimes, at least when I think of this, this theology of the gospel going into a community or social justice, sometimes they peg that maybe this is a conservative versus this is more a liberal theology.
那么我们也应该对社会公义负上一些责任。当然有的时候我们会把教会定位在保守的教派或者自由教派里头。
But since the gospel is able to renew every aspect of every life.
但是福音是能够
No social and economic structures.
我们要对整个社会经济的结构也要发出声音。
Well, the gospel is for the religious, and as we've seen for the slave girl, it's for the oppressed.
我们知道福音是可以对那些宗教徒有作用的，也是可以对那些受压制的人有作用的。
Finally, the gospel is for the secular.
最后一个例子呢，是我们要讲到福音对一般社会大众的功用。
After Paul casts out this demon from this girl, the girl's owners become just enraged, and they go before the magistrates, and they drum up some false accusations so that Paul and Silas can be thrown into jail.
因为这个使女的主人很生气，所以就把保罗和希拉送到罗马的官长那边，他们就把他们衣服给剥了，并且用很多的棍打。
And so the men are stripped and they're beaten and they're taken to jail where they have interaction with this jailer.
那么他们就被囚到监狱，就在监狱里头，他们跟禁足有了一些来往。
And so what do we know about this jailer?
那么我们知道关于这个禁足我们知道些什么呢
Well, most certainly he's probably a Roman soldier.
很可能的是他是一位罗马的军人
Or at least a former Roman soldier.
或者是一个退休的罗马军人
Most all the civil servant jobs all the civil servant jobs were given to retired Roman soldiers. These types of jobs were given to Roman soldiers.
多半这样在民事法庭里头呢做禁足的人过去都曾经是罗马的军人他们退休了之后呢就在监狱里头工作。
Because they were really good jobs and given to those who had given their lives to the government.
这些是蛮好的工作因为他们是属于政府单位的工作。
And so this jailer, his life is somewhere between Lydia's and the slave girl.
所以这个禁足的情形呢是正好在吕迪亚和那个使女的中间。
His life is neither success, a huge success like Lydia's, nor is it like a mess like the slave girls.
他可能呢不像吕迪亚那么成功可是也不像那个使女这么样的贫困。
He probably would not have wanted a discussion or a discourse, you know, like Lydia.
他可能不需要一些理性上的一些谈论，像吕迪亚这样。
And he probably would not have wanted or not have responded so much to an emotional encounter.
或者他可能也不会像那个使女一样有一个情绪上的一个反应。
He is an ex-Roman soldier, and he's just kind of a blue-collar regular guy.
他就是一个过去的罗马的军人，就是一个标准的蓝领阶级的一个人。
And so what matters to him is not sentiment, but more honor.
对他而言，什么是重要的呢？我想不是情绪上的，而是一个荣誉感。
We see in verse 27 that he, as he lost the prisoners, he was ready to fall on his sword and die.
从经文上来看呢，我们知道他当他以为这些犯人逃走的时候，他甚至于要举刀自尽。
And so he's a blue collar guy. He's a very practical person and not moved so much by explanation or by emotion, probably.
他就是这么一个很实在的人，他既不会对被理智所动，也不会被感情所动。
He's also someone who's probably, you could probably describe, and maybe you've known people like this, there's a lot of people out there like this, who's just simply spiritually indifferent.
可能你认识很多这样的人，在宗教上，在信仰上来说，他们就是漠不关心，不太在乎的。
Of all three people, of Lydia and the slave girl and of this jailer, he is probably seeking the least.
我想在这三个人中间，他是最不寻求神，对宗教、对信仰一点都不关心的人。
He's not a God worshipper like Lydia.
他不像吕迪亚，是一个敬拜侍奉神的人。
And he's not in spiritual turmoil like the slave girl.
他也不像那个使女，在灵性上是处于一个非常糟糕的情况。
So I'll cover the geography of this Detroit area. If Lydia lives in Bloomfield Hills, and the slave girl lives in the rough area of Detroit. This guy probably lives in Madison Heights.
所以，如果吕迪亚是一个富有的住在高级住宅区的，那么使女住在底特律的 downtown 的话，这个人可能就是一般的地区，像我们南边的这个 Madison Heights.
Yeah, and so he's probably living there, and he's probably a factory worker.Makes a decent wage, goes to work, lives his life with his family.
可能他就是一个工厂的工人，那么他领的是固定的薪水，他有一个家庭，那么每天就过着他这个一个很 routine, 很正常的生活。
He's neither really a good person, nor is he really like a really bad person.
他不是一个极端的好人或者是坏人。
But one thing to take notice of in looking at this jailer,
那么有一点特别值得我们注意的呢,
is that Paul brings the gospel to Lydia, and he brings the gospel to this slave girl.
保罗是把福音带到吕迪亚和使女那里。
But he doesn't do it with this guy. He doesn't bring the gospel to him.
但是他并没有主动的跟狱卒来分享福音。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, in part because again, Paul and Silas had just been beaten and just thrown into jail.
当然可能因为他们刚刚被棍打，刚刚被囚禁。
But also because it is less effective to tell the gospel to someone who's completely indifferent.
我想另外一个可能原因是因为对一个在属灵上一点不关心的人，要跟他们传讲福音是通常没有什么功效的。
It's not as effective to tell the gospel to someone who could really care less.
如果他们什么都不在乎，尤其在属灵的事情上都不在乎的话，我想是很难跟他们传福音的。
And so sometimes it's much more effective to show the gospel.
在这个时候，我们就要把福音活现在他们的面前。
And so what does this guy see when Paul and Silas are brought into him? What does he see?
那么在这个时候，狱卒看到了些什么呢？
He sees a couple of things that maybe he has never seen before.
他可能看到了一些他从未看见的事情。
First of all, you know, Paul and Silas had been severely flogged, and so they arrived at the jail, and they're dripping with blood, and so they are in really bad shape.
第一，保罗和希拉呢，因为被棍打，所以可能身上还淌着血，那么情形呢是非常痛苦的。
And so he sees them, and he's told to guard them very carefully.
那么狱卒呢被交代需要严谨的来看守保罗和希拉。
And he really doesn't show them much compassion at all.
他对这两个犯人呢完全没有关心。
He sticks their hands in stocks and then probably stretches their feet out and puts them also in stocks.
他把他们的手脚上了木狗来拘禁他们。
And I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of this or you can visualize it in your mind, but it is not very comfortable at all. Your body is stretched out.And you can't ever really rest or get comfortable in stocks.
我不知道你有没有看过这样一个图片，不过他们是手脚都被束缚着，然后呢是不太能活动的，那是一个非常不舒服的一个情况。
But what happened is that this jailer saw something in them that he had never seen before.
但就在这个时候，禁足在保罗和希拉的身上看到了一些他从未看见的事情。
Two things.
两件事情。
First, Paul and Silas's their attitude in the middle of the suffering.
保罗和希拉在这样一个困苦的环境下，他们的态度。
Here they were, bloody and beaten. You know, the blood probably drying on their back and their bodies in stocks.
他们虽然在流着血。
And yet at midnight, they are praying.
但在半夜里，他们在祷告。
And they are singing songs.
他们唱诗赞美神。
And I imagine the other prisoners are probably in their cells or maybe next to them listening to them.
我想其他的犯人可能在他们自己的小的那个监狱里头呢也在那里听着。
And when I read this, I think, is this real?
当我读到这个经文的时候我也要问这是真实的吗
I mean, who does this?
谁能在这样困苦的环境下这样做呢
But what they had, what Paul and Silas had, how they were able to sing and pray,is that they had a joy that was rooted in something much deeper.
保罗和希拉在困苦中能够这样的态度，我想是在他们的心中，根植在他们的心中有一个更深、更重要的一个东西。
See, their money was stripped away, their comfort was stripped away, their freedom was stripped away, almost everything that they had was stripped away.
他们所有的一切，包括金钱、衣服，各个方面都已经被拿去了。
And yet,Their joy was still there.
但是他们的喜乐却不会被夺去。
They had pretty much everything taken away from them, and yet there was something so deeply rooted in them that it just came out of them.
在他们里头有一个深深的东西在影响着他们能够持续的喜乐。
They still had joy in the midst of this.
在困苦中他们仍然喜乐。
And I imagine the jailer was just puzzled at the very least.
我相信当禁卒们看到的时候心中非常的讶异。
The second thing the jailer had never seen before,
第二件这些禁卒从未看到的事情是
was an earthquake.
地震发生了。
In the middle of the night, there's this earthquake, and the jail doors are flung open.
半夜里地震发生，整个监狱的门打开了。
And you know, everyone is basically all the prisoners are able to be set free.
所有的犯人都可以逃走。
And in that day, the law was that if you were a guard and the prisoners escaped, the guard was executed.
那个时候的法律是，如果犯人逃走的话，那么禁足呢就要被处死。
And so the reason that the jailer was about to fall on his sword and kill himself was that, you know, basically he was going to be executed anyway.
所以这个禁足知道，如果犯人跑走的话，他一定难免一死，所以他就决定自己要来拔刀自尽。
And probably in a much more humiliating fashion.
也许对他来讲，这样反而是比较不羞愧的死。
And Paul and Silas had this opportunity to escape.
所以保罗和希拉也同时有一个逃走的机会。
But if they knew.That if they walked out of that jail, it would be at the cost of the jailer's life.
但是他们知道，如果他们逃走的话，这个禁足就会因此上升。
They also knew that if even any one of the prisoners, if just one of them walked out, that he would lose his life.
而且他知道，只要有一个犯人逃走，这个禁足就一定难免一死。
And so, what was amazing for the jailers that Paul and Silas stayed.
所以对于禁足来说。让他惊讶的是，保罗和希拉竟然留下来了。
And they managed to keep the other prisoners there as well.
而且要求其他的犯人也都留下来。
What he experienced that he never experienced before was that they repaid him good from his evil.
我想这个禁足从未看到的是，居然有人以善报恶。
But you see, what we know, what you and I know is that.At the center of Paul and Silas, there was this whole new life, this whole new pattern that they lived by.
我们当然知道保罗和希拉之所以能够活得完全不一样。
And we know that the ultimate example of repaying good for evil, you know, is Jesus Christ.
而且一个最终极的以善报恶的一个例子，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
While Jesus was on the cross, he was actually praying for those who crucified him.
当主耶稣在十字架上，竟是为那些来追杀他的人来祷告。
Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
他请父神饶恕他们，因为他们不知道他们做的是什么。
And so when the jailer saw this, it broke him.
当禁足看到这个情形的时候，他完全的崩溃了。
This more practical man where explanation wouldn't have done much, where maybe some sort of encounter or emotional response wouldn't have really done much, this did everything for him.
对这样一个本来宗教上不关心的人，可能理智，可能是感情的这些都不能够影响他的人而言，这样的一个见证却让他无以置言。
And the jailer fell before Paul and Silas and in a sense was saying, I don't know what you guys have. I don't knowWhat causes you to be the way that you are, but whatever it is, I want it.
禁足就对保罗和希拉说，我不知道你们有的是什么，但是我要你们所有的。
And actually, the jailer is very much like this generation.
事实上，这个禁足非常像我们今天这个世代。
This generation is in large part is indifferent.
这个世代的人漠不关心。
Many of the young people of this generation have no real background in Bible.
这个世代的年轻人，很多人没有任何的宗教或者信仰的基础。
They don't have a religious background like Lydia did.
他们不像吕迪亚有一个宗教的背景。
And so what it is we are living in a what's called a postmodern society.
在这个后现代的一个社会里。
Which means that this generation isn't as interested in logic and reason.
他们对逻辑和推理没有什么兴趣。
They are comfortable with incongruity in different ideas. They're okay with it.
他们同时愿意相信很多不同的真理同时存在，他们可以接受不同的一些想法。
They have heard so many different conflicting philosophies that really truth has just been thrown out the window.
他们听过这么多互相冲突矛盾的一些哲学理论，所以他们觉得没有什么真理可言。
You know, they've heard so many advertisements, they've seen so many commercials where the promises just do not come true, that they're just sick of it.
他们看到了许多的广告，许多的促销的这些活动，事实上都不能够照他们所应许的来成就，所以他们也不相信这些的谎言。
And so words and discourse and explanation of the gospel don't really make much of an impact.
传讲、讨论、研读，对他们来讲可能并不是一个最有效的方式。
But I tell you, if they see the gospel, if they see it lived out, it will speak volumes to them.
但是如果他们真正看见福音活现在他们的眼前，他们会相信的。
That's why it's so important for us. It's why it's so important for us to live out the gospel in our lives, not just talk about it.
这就是为什么今天我们最需要做的不是只是传讲福音，我们需要把福音活在我们的生命中。
If this generation sees, if they see sacrificial love, if they see integrity, if they see an authentic joy, they take notice.
这个时代，如果他们真正看见我们能够付出牺牲的爱，我们能够有真正的公义正直，如果我们真正的能够活出基督的样式的话，他们会相信这个信仰的。
They take notice because it is different from the rest of the world.
因为这样的信仰是完全和世界上的理论是不一样的。
Well, what can we say? What can we take, draw out from these three snapshots of these transformed lives?
我们可以从这三个例子中得到些什么教训呢
？One is that there is not a type of a person that the gospel is more natural to.
我想，基督教信仰不是只是对某种特别类型的人才有用的。
As we look at Lydia, as we look at the slave girls, we look at the jailer, they come from all different kinds of backgrounds, economic backgrounds, and you could say if you look at the passage, even racial backgrounds, there's no one that's actually, no one can say, well, I'm not the religious type, or I just the gospel doesn't fit me very well.
我们看到吕迪亚、使女和禁足，他们三个完全不一样的人，他们有不同的社会经济的背景，但是福音都可以达到他们。那么今天呢，在我们的中间虽然有许多的不同，但是福音也可以达到每一个不同类型的人。
Also, we can say that the gospel doesn't really address this specifically in this passage, but the gospel unifies.
我们也看到福音是可以造成一个合一的结果。
I'm not saying that definitely the body of Christ.Can draw on this unification more. But there was a prayer prayed by Pharisees at the time.
在当时的社会里头，法利赛人有这么一个祷告。
Paul in his life probably would have prayed this prayer many times as a young man.
在保罗信主之前呢，他可能每天也做这样的一个祷告。
It's really not a uplifting prayer at all.
这不是一个可以使人能够这个上升的一个祷告。
But it is reality.
但是那是当时法利赛人所做的一个祷告。
This is how a prayer of the Pharisee would go. It said something like this: O Lord God, I thank you that you did not make me a woman, a slave, or a Gentile.
那时候的人祷告，法利赛人的祷告是神啊，我感谢你，因为你没有把我做成一个女人。一个奴隶或者一个外邦人。
And again, Paul probably would have prayed this, probably for years.
保罗在信主之前可能也是这样祷告的。
And what is so amazing about this passage, what's so unique, is that you know when he goes into Philippi, the first that are changed is a woman and a slave and a Gentile.
而在今天这段经文里头呢，出现的三个人物正是一个女人、一个奴隶和一个外邦人。
Because After that, those three became his family.
而在他们都信了福音之后，他们都成为神的家庭中的一员。
They became his brothers and sisters.
他们成为弟兄姐妹。
Last, what we can draw out of this is that our approach to sharing the gospel should vary.
最后一点呢，就是当我们在传讲福音的时候，我们用的途径是要不一样的。
As we see Jesus interacting with people, as we see Paul interacting with people,He doesn't have the same approach to the gospel every time.
我们看到当耶稣在传讲福音和保罗在传讲福音的时候，他会根据他们的对象，将传讲的这个信息方式做一些调整。
And we can learn from this. We can take cue from this.
我们也可以从此在这地方来学习。
Why don't we close in prayer? And then we have just some announcements.
让我们一起来用祷告结束。
Heavenly Father, we give praise to you that there is not one whom Christ did not die for.
主，我们感谢你，因为主耶稣是为每一个人而上十字架受死的。
It matters not if you are poor or rich.
不论我们是穷困的或者是富有的。
If you are religious or irreligious,
不论我们是宗教徒，不论是我们是敬虔的，或者是不敬虔的。
If you are man or woman,
不论我们是男的或是女的。
Or what race you are,
或者我们有着不同的种族。
The gospel is for all people.
好消息是为每一个人所准备的。
Father, help us at this moment to reflect and remember how the gospel got to us.
主帮助我们常常反思我们是怎么样认识你，怎么样信主的。
There is not one of these stories that is less powerful than the other.
这三个故事呢，都让我们看到福音自己的大能。
We see your grace, we see your sovereign hand in each one of these stories.
我们看到你自己的恩典，看到你自己全权的手在这些人身上工作。
It matters not if we are churchgoers or if it's a prostitute.
不论我们是常常上教堂的人，或者甚至于可能只是个妓女。
And Father, as we as a church, I pray that we would minister to people in this way.
主也帮助我们，身为一个教会，我们能够对各种样的人能够向他们来传讲福音。
That we would use our words, that we would use our actions.
用我们的话语，也用我们的行动。
To demonstrate the beauty of who you are.
来彰显你自己的美善和荣美。
Father, I pray for the outreach in April 24th.
主我特别为在四月二十四号有的一个福音的工作来向你祷告。
Lord, I pray the gospel would be communicated, that seeds would be planted.
主求你真是让福音能够借这样的机会传出去，福音的种子能够在这些人的心中扎根。
And that you would be glorified.
主愿你自己得到所有的荣耀。
And all God's people said,
神的子民说，阿门。
Amen, amen.